Hello there, this is eBizQ's Peter Schoaf, and I'm live at the Gartner BPM show in Orlando, and I'm lucky enough to be sitting across from Alex Niehaus, VP of Marketing, and Michael Rowley, the CTO of Active Endpoints. First of all, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Now, the first question I have is, what is new and exciting with Active Endpoints?
So that's a great question, Peter. Just last week, we announced ActiveOS 7.0, which has three major things that we're talking about: a BPMN 2.0 modeler, a new application for end users called ActiveOS Central that consolidates all the interaction with the BPMS, and then a new way to create a task and lookup forms in the system that uses Ajax-based technology and is also service-enabled.
Very cool. That sounds exciting. Now, can you tell me a little bit about BPMN modeling? Everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, everybody's talking about it because BPMN 2.0 just went to a beta draft of the specification in August. And what we've got is a modeler in our product that really makes it very productive as you develop your BPMN models. And BPMN 2.0, which I contributed some to the spec itself, has one of its goals is to be able to work as a notation for another standard called WS Beeple. And we've done, an outstanding job of making it so that you can use this notation, you can use it in a really highly productive way, and then you can execute it using a standard.
Well, that sounds great. Now, I heard it a little bit in your answer, but a lot of people are thinking, what is the value? So what is the value of this?
Well, on the technical side, I'll let Michael come back to why we think this BPMN modeler that we've innovated around is so powerful. But you know, I'll give you a customer story that we're very proud of. A large internet retailer called thewatchery.com is in the business of selling well-known watches, expensive watches, basically. They had implemented ActiveOS to link their ordering and fulfillment systems earlier in the year. I don't know if you've heard about this, Peter, but in the fall, late summer actually, Microsoft introduced its new search engine, Bing.com, and you can get cash back by searching for an item that you're going to buy on Bing.com and then going to the retailer's website. eBay is a participant in this. Well, thewatchery.com wanted to participate and used ActiveOS, used the model of their process, changed it literally overnight to account for the verification and authentication that Microsoft needed in order to allow them to participate in the cash back offer, and generated additional sales of millions of dollars. I mean, that's literally their quote, is they changed their system overnight, very fundamental, the relationship between ordering and fulfillment, and then were able to use that change to generate additional revenues in the millions of dollars. We just think that that's a great example of how a BPMS can give the business additional flexibility and return on the investment. And Michael can talk about how the modeler does that too.
Right. Our modeler does something that I don't think anybody has ever done before. Before, there have been modelers where either the system does all of the layout for you, which helps you become more productive because you don't have to worry about drawing lines between every activity, or it makes you do everything yourself, where you get more flexibility, but it's a lot more work. We're the first people who've essentially put both into the same modeling tool. So you get all of the power of structured modeling where you can make substantial changes in really just seconds, but also be able to break out of it and be able to create something exactly the way you'd like.
Well, that's very exciting. Thank you both, Alex and Michael.
Thank you.